114. A favorite ode. Hold on, James. I'll get a stick. Just don't go under, okay? And if you do, hold your breath and I'll be right there. Terry ran as fast as he could. James had fallen in the ice, and his life was now held in the balance. Terry found a stick, ran back, and rescued James. 10 minutes later, they were in the cabin warming up. The city would have hit the roof if I had died, James said. He held office as mayor, especially if Donovan was elected to replace me. Anyhow, I'm just glad to be alive. Here, have some coffee, Terry said. Ah, that hits the spot. You know, you saved my life today, Terry. I hope you won't hold good opinion of me for what I did just now, Terry joked. No, I owe you. You're a good man, and you should hold your head high. I tell you what, you can ask me to do anything for you. Whatever you ask, my promise will hold good. Terry thought for a moment while looking away and then said, You should hold back from making that kind of promise, James. You don't know what I would ask for. I could ask you to hold a brief for your resignation, you know. James was silent. I guess I will hold off for a moment. You probably think I should resign for my family's sake. Well, right now the town is more important. They can wait a couple years. Now Terry was silent. Well, anyway, James continued, you won't be able to hold me down from praising you in public. Now I think I'll hit the sack. I'm exhausted. James never mentioned the promise again. He did think of Terry a year later, however, when his wife filed for divorce.